It did go very fast, this change. It was only yesterday, March 11, 2024, where this spirit come and he say that it was pointless to do those this podcast episodes with them, that they are coming down here and they are talking to you through me. And he say it was pointless to do this way, because you that is follower of me, you know, not everyone, but some of you understand that this is for real, and some is only curious, but it's like open doors, that suddenly you understand it and you can go to that group of people that understand that this is for real. And it was yesterday it closed, this that what he was talking about was that I should sit here and wait for them to talk to me. And it's have ended there. But of course they could come and talk sometimes anyway. But today, March 12, 2024, You hear that I am very happy because it changed today. And it is spring here in Sweden, and I was looking for someone that could come and help me with my garden, because I can't work on in my garden with some of it that have to be done in the garden. And I was looking for someone to help me, that I pay, of course, to help me. And it was some people, they fail me. They say they should come and they should start working in my garden, in Jesus' garden. I named the garden Jesus' garden because I saw Jesus when I was in hypnosis and was up to heaven. I met Jesus first, and he was in the garden, and then I go into that cloud that was going to God's throne room. And so I didn't get anyone that could help me. They only lie. No one want to work. And I find out that there's many people that have no work in Sweden today. I don't know these things because I'm retired and I don't need to work anymore. And so I don't know how it is. But there is many that have no work. But as I see it, they are lazy also. So that's why they don't get any job, because they have not wanted to work in Jesus' garden. I don't say Jesus' garden to them. as I to in my garden, and they don't want. I don't know how they think they should do it, because I told them how much they could be paid for it, and so I was disappointed, but I lay it to God, this problem I had. I was out today and tried to work on my hedge, but it was too hard for me. I couldn't. And then, you know, in this evening, there was knocking on my door. And I opened the door, and there were a man standing there, and he said to me that I heard that you needed help, he said. And he asked me if I have got help with my garden. And I say, I have not got any help. And he say, I can help you with your garden. And so he came in and he say, asked me if I was Christian. And as I always say today, I say that I know God exists, but I am not in any religion. God is God. And so he told me that he was Catholic and he was from South America. And he had three children. So it was not a man for me. It was a man to help me. And so he said that we look at the garden, and he said that he should come tomorrow and start working. And I was so happy because he had a car, because those people that have no job, mostly they go with a bicycle, and it's bad because you can't transportation things in on a bicycle, big things or heavy things, but with a car you can. So I was very happy that he had a car also. And I should think it's incredible. It should not be working like this. But I have seen it so many times that God have done this sort of things. And he was sending me this man. And now it is changing, because we don't have any COVID-19 anymore here in Sweden. We have only some few, maybe nothing. And so it's okay to open the door for people. And now I am in this home that they from heaven say that it should be a gathering place, and it have been a gathering place for the spirits to come. But now, when I have this, he's a young man, he maybe is 35, like that. And now I have him that have a strong belief in God. And I was not thinking about it, because it was so long time since I have those thoughts. I have given up to start like a, not a church, but a gathering place for people and start new things. Not those old. The old is old, and we should keep it. But there is also new things going on today. We can't look at the what have been. We need to also look for the future. And you know, I have said it many times, that I had God come down to me in year 2000, and I was asking God what UFO and aliens, who they were. And he said to me, he answered me, he don't laugh at me, he say that serious, that they are the people of the future, that's the people, and it will come. And it is like the spirits that have been in my home. That's the same thing, because they are coming from the outside. The spirits that have been here in 3.5 years, have they talked to us? Those are not people that live here on Earth. They are coming from outside, from another world, and from afterlife. I name it afterlife, that they have been picked up in some way that if we can only guess about it, but it is like that they have got new bodies to come alive again, and that's why they look a little different when people see them, because they are not like when they live here on Earth. But when they come here and talk to me, they look like they were, like they was when they lived here on Earth. But when they are coming, like they are today, they will not look exactly the same. That is, some of them maybe do that, but we can't expect them to look like human. They can look different, but they have the same way they to do things, even if they look on the outside different. They are the human, they are people inside them. And that's one thing we need to do today, that we should not look at people how they look like, if they look beautiful or they look ugly. We should take people as they are. It doesn't matter if you are total black, if you are really white all over you, if you are green, yellow, red. It doesn't matter what's on the outside. We need today teach ourselves that we accept people like they are. It doesn't matter how they look like on the outside. It's inside them that matter. And that make, if you start to talk to yourself about it, and try to work on it, to accept people like they are and find these pearls inside a person that they can look awful and be the pearl inside them. That's what you need to work on today, so you are not going to die because you be scared when they are coming. And they are very close to come now. Very, very, very close. I tell you, you need to have you change your mindset so you don't look at people how they look like on the outside, or if they do some filter on their camera, and if they have makeup that make them look like nicer, that doesn't matter. It's inside that matter. And now he don't have a job, this man. And I, you know who I am. And I am going to ask him tomorrow if he want to start work for heaven and for people here on earth to make it come true. And I really, really believe now, when I saw this today, that he stood outside my door and had knocking on my door and wanted to help me. Then this is the man that is coming and help me. It's not a man to marry, but have like Adam and Eve should have been. They should have been co-workers to work together. Not that one are going to get 10 kids and be in the kitchen the whole life. They should be co-workers for God. They can be whatever in their home, but working for God, they should be equal. And now it start to be in that way. And I need to, this is the hardest thing to say, but I need to provide to him some money so he don't need to look for a normal, ordinary job, that he is going to help me to start that church that I have been waiting for. And not a church gathering place, or we can maybe find another name on this to be together people. And of course he is going to speak South American languages also, so there be at least 3 groups of people, as Spanish, English and Swedish. And now it's up on you that can, if you can, if you believe and think this is the right thing. I don't begging for money. I say these things, that if you think this is so very important for all of us here on Earth. You should support this. Because he don't have a job, and he shouldn't have any job, because he have to work hard for God. And I am disabled and old, and I can't work. So I need to have some support. And then maybe this, my home that I have here is maybe too small, so we maybe need to rent a place for to do those things. I don't know what will happen, because you know that I didn't do things on my own. I started this podcast because they told me from heaven that I should make this podcast. And then I didn't know why should I do podcast. And then they started to come and talk to us. And now it's, they say that it's not so many people that is coming and fill it up and be larger and larger, this podcast. It's coming to some kind of amount of people that listen, and maybe will be more that listen, but the main thing, it's done already. It's have growing very much more than what I was thinking it should be from the start. But I don't know nothing. It's in heaven they know. And so this is, I don't know how many parts it have been in my walk now to be educated of afterlife and God. And this is, I'm going to write you my bank account number, and I don't know if I took the first bank account, my bank card number first, but I have more accounts. I have 3 accounts on my bank. So my bank accounts is for food. But that is what I say it is. But it is the account that is more secure. The first account I have is for my bank card. And if I drop the bank card and someone else is taking the card, they can take out the money from my bank card. We have that in Sweden, that we only lay the bank card on the machine and it's pay the bills. So it's more secure to have on my other bank account where is no bank card on it. It's only a bank account that I can store money that I don't use. And that's what I'm going to write. And I have started to write that on describing of the episode of the podcast. So it come very quick. He say that it's pointless to do the podcast like it have been. They know it. They know it. They see everything. And so they know the future. I can't see anything, but they know. And I follow them and I obey what they are saying. And so I'm going to repost those first episodes that I recording in 2020 and 2021 on 20, I think it's reach 2022, because some of you can't listen at it, because like SoundCloud, they only show 500 episodes, and I have done more than 700, so I need to repost 200 that I did in the beginning, so you can listen at that also. And I say that to you for a long time ago. I say that you should download all the episodes I do, because it's going to be stop on it, and it did. So you should understand that what I'm saying is, it's coming to be true. So I am prophetic, so I hear from God, hear from afterlife. So what they are saying is coming true, even if it's not coming like it was now, that it come next day. But I'm happy it come next day, because I felt empty since yesterday, that is this the end? But it was not the end. It's very strange, this. As me, as a human, I thought this was the end. And you should know that, you that thinking that life is not good, that I take a suicide like that. But it is not end of it. It's not end before God is calling you, that it's time for you to go home. And God will never, never tell you to make a suicide. We need to wait for God to call us. And not play like we are God. It's God that decide when it's time to leave the earth, not you. So thank you and for follow me, and it's being more chapter. It's going more. I'm going to do the podcast, but I'm going to tell you what will happen with this. His name is Mario, like the game. But he laughs when I say that. But it was a little change in that sound of his name. But like Mario was his name. And it's going to be, I'm so very happy that I have more things to do. Thank you, God, for that. Thank you, God. And thank you, and God bless you. And thank you for supporting me, supporting the whole world. You're supporting. It's not only supporting me in my work, but you support the whole earth, this world, in good ways. Thank you.